This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Greece's credit rating just got an upgrade by Standard & Poor's. The ratings agency bumped Greece up to a solid B-. And it says that rating is stable, meaning it won't change in the next several months. Still, in Athens today, the protests against austerity continue. There's one going on right now, which is where we find the BBC's Mark Lowen. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, it sounds like the people behind you aren't really that happy about this upgrade that Greece just got.
No, I think it shows that even though the government is sort of patting itself on the back and is rather reassured by this upgrade by Standard & Poor's, that confidence has not filtered through to ordinary Greeks here, and is really unlikely to do so certainly within the next few months, because the demonstrations are continuing, like the one that's going on behind me now. Small comparison to other demos, I have to say, in the past few months, but still significant in terms of numbers. I think probably a few thousand out on the streets today. And the country still faces a pretty bleak 2013, with a sixth straight year of recession and debt continuing to soar. So certainly the confidence has not filtered through to people on the streets of Athens.
Well, then, if they face such a bleak future, why are they getting upgraded by this rating agency?
Well, it comes really after a deal that was done last week between the Greek government and private creditors, mainly banks and hedge funds. Now, in that deal, some banks and hedge funds agreed to sell back some Greek bonds to the Greek government at a much reduced rate, a far reduced rate. And that should wipe about 20 billion euros off the Greek balance sheets. And that was enough to unlock vital bailout funds for the Greek government from the IMF and the EU. And so it is all of that has combined to kind of reassure the ratings agency, at least, that Greece is in a healthier state, the economy is in a healthier state, and that it is not facing imminent euro exit.
The BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure.